is to be your realtor, consultants, and representative for many generations to come. For information and guidance regarding Wine Country Real Estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
Support comes from the Bay Area Urban Areas Security Initiative, a free GMRS radio workshop where participants can learn the basics and become familiar with the general mobile radio services community. These will be held December 3rd, 6 p.m. at the East County Service Center and December 6th, 10 a.m. at Elvira School. More information, SOCOEmergency.org.
I love bird watching in Sonoma. That one looks like a western bluebird.
Yeah, they even have a film about a stork showing at the Sebastiani Theater. It's called The Tale of Cillian. It's about a farmer who helps an injured stork back to health. It's a deeply moving film that touches on climate change, economic migration, resilience, and the quiet power of connection.
Perfect! We love going to see movies during the holidays.
Films that bring you to laughter or tears and everything in between. That's what I love about the Sonoma International Film Festival. They take you on adventures around the world. This one's from Macedonia.
I just went online to SonomaFilmFest.org to get my tickets with my member discount for Tuesday, December 9th.
Wine reception starts at 6:15 and showtime at 7 p.m.
I'll see you in Macedonia at the Sebastiani.
Don't miss this important film, The Tale of Cillian, Tuesday, December 9th at the Sebastiani Theater.
Sponsored by
Kenwood Hearing Centers. For information, you can call 707-415-7343 or visit goodhearing.com.
Off-Broadway Cleaners, located at 19485 Highway 12 in Sonoma. For more information, you can call 707-938-2327 or you can visit their website at offbroadwaycleaners.com.
It is Tuesday afternoon. Good afternoon, Sonoma. I am Jason Giesel, and this is Good Vibes at... Whoa, that mic is loud. This is Good Vibes at 5, your Tuesday night guys at 5, right here on KSVY Sonoma. A very special show today. You're not just going to have to listen to me. We have special guests. We have Santa, Mrs. Claus, and Jingles are all here. Good afternoon.
Ho, 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 whoops. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas!
Indeed. Great to see you all. So we will be taking calls, folks. If you want to call us, you can get on the line. Well, it takes a few minutes for us to get to you, but we'll be happy to talk to you. 707-933-9133. And Santa and Mrs. Claus and Jingles live here. 2 hours till 7 o'clock. How'd you get here today, folks? Did you take the sleigh? I didn't see anything on the roof.
Well, of course we took the sleigh down here. We got the reindeer out. We hooked them up to the sleigh to get ready. Did a practice run, because we're only about 3 weeks away from that big night.
Excellent.
Right, Mrs. Claus?
That's right, Santa. We were having such a wonderful time. We got off the roof. We made it down safe.
That's
and
good.
Jingles is in one piece.
Ronnie Joe brought you out a ladder because we don't have a chimney here at the station.
Well, we just need those vents, the exhaust vents. Santa can use exhaust vents.
There definitely is one of those in this building because we got that deli next door. They do good stuff. So.
Exactly right.
Very cool.
Santa's been here long enough. That used to be a Papa Murphy's Pizza, I believe.
Oh,
it did.
Time, Santa.
It would always smell like uncooked pizza in here. That wasn't so good.
Onions.
Dough, exactly. So that's cool. And you guys been to Sonoma before, right?
Oh, so many times we've been to Sonoma.
So
we were trying to figure out, well, of course, every single year we load up the sleigh and bring toys to the good boys and girls of Sonoma. But we've been coming here on the radio. We were trying to figure that out.
We'd have to ask Republic of Thrift Jeanette, Miss Jeanette, about that. But I think it's like 14 years.
I'm not sure. That's about right.
The fantastic people at Republic of Thrift sponsor this show tonight. I have other sponsors the rest of the year, but Republic of Thrift tonight. Their mission is to provide their customers with affordable prices and great shopping experiences while benefiting local public school fundraising efforts through the sale of donated secondhand merchandise For more information, you can call 707-933-9850 or visit their website, republicofthrift.com. Nice store out there in the Springs. And they've got a great window display. I think you're in their window.
We are. Well, I like to model for many things. At this time of year, I'm a quite a big fashion model as well.
Fantastic.
Santa. Fashion model. I've never heard that one before.
Well, I look a lot like those before pictures on the ads for exercise equipment. I'm the before model. Yeah,
That's the cookies. That's why we talk about reducing the cookies.
Oh, now, Jingles, what cookies did we bring with us tonight? Because I'm getting a little bit hungry.
Keeblers.
Keeblers. Oh. What flavors did we bring?
Candy cane flavor.
Oh,
sounds tasty.
Delicious.
There's crunchy candy canes on top.
Delicious.
Yeah. Very nice. Any chocolate? White chocolate, probably. Yeah. That's the kind of Christmas chocolate, usually.
Absolutely.
Cool. So, folks, if you're trying to call us, looks like there's some lines open, but if it's busy, that old-fashioned busy signal, a lot of kids probably haven't even heard one because your cell phone doesn't have them anymore.
There's no busy signals on cell phones.
But on the old-fashioned wired phone, you might get one, so just keep trying 707-933-9133. We have one call, but it's not ready for me to take it yet, so... What else is going on in the world of Santa?
Well, right now, of course, we're 3 weeks away from the big night. The factory has been humming. Ooh. Actually, it's been humming ever since December 26th of last year, hasn't it, Mrs. Claus?
It has. That's what we get ready for.
There's a lot of stuff to make, so you got to start again.
So much. So, Jingles, what have we been making the most of in the factory this year so far?
Probably remote control cars.
Those are cool. Ooh.
Oh, very cool. Now, what about those Legos that I keep stepping on as well? Have we been making lots of those?
Yes, a ton.
Okay, that's cool. Fantastic.
Let's try this first call here. This is a little Ryder. Hi.
Ryder.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Ryder.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hello, Ryder. How are you? Good, old Ryder. Tell me, how old are you, Ryder?
4 years
old. Oh, my goodness. Now, do you go to school yet, Ryder?
Tell him. Use your words. He can't hear you.
Huh?
Say, you go to school. Tell him.
I go to school.
He goes to school.
He does. Excellent.
Well, I think Ryder knows his business there. So tell me, Ryder, have you been a good boy this year?
Yes.
That's a tough one sometimes, I know.
But you must feel good when Mom says it, tries to tell him he's been good. You know that's usually a very, very good sign there. So tell me, do you eat your vegetables at night with dinner?
Sometimes.
That sounds
honest. Me too, really. Only sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. Depending on what. Sometimes Mrs. Claus makes mines and dips them in the hot chocolate to make them taste all better.
Whatever I have to do to get them down so that you eat those instead of cookies.
So tell me, Ryder, what would you like for me to tell Jingles to pack into my sleigh to leave under your tree on Christmas morning?
A straitjacket and a ninja sword.
A straitjacket?
A straitjacket? Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what I heard.
I worry a little bit about a ninja sword. We had a little incident the other day where the elves started playing with...
And a water bike.
And a water bike?
Now, motorbike.
Motorbike. Wow. Oh, well, my goodness.
At four?
A motorbike. Well, that sounds wonderful ideas. Now, of course... Those are all gifts that Santa has to check with Mom and Dad first to make sure that it's okay to leave those under the tree. Now, Jingles, tell me, do we have any motorbikes being built in the shop this year?
Yes, Santa, we do.
Okay, now tell me, Ryder, what color motorbike would you like to have?
The yellow one on the four on the back.
A yellow one with a four on the back. Mrs. Claus, do you have our list ready?
I do, a four. All right. I have that written down.
All right. Well, Ryder, we'll do our best. We can't ever promise on things, but Santa Claus always does his best. Now, I want you to keep on being a good boy.
Thank you.
You're well. Oh, well, that always
nice
helps.
Nice manners.
Well, isn't that such a nice manner? That always helps. So, Ryder, keep on being a good boy. Help out around the house. Try hard at school, eat your vegetables, and Santa will make sure to leave something very, very special for you on Christmas morning, okay?
Okay. I'm okay.
Okay. Right. Oh, well. Well, Ryder, thank you. What a nice, nice first call we've had tonight. Right, Jingles?
Yes, Santa.
All right, thanks. Mrs. Claus, should we
thank
say goodbye?
Thank you, Ryder. Nice there to talk with
thanks
you.
Thanks for calling, Ryder.
Oh, oh, Merry Christmas, Ryder.
And anyone else can call as well, 707-933-9133. Oh, something I should mention. Don't have your radio turned on. There's a delay to process all this between the time you call and the time you hear it, and you'll go mad. So be sure not to do that. So what else is, let's see. You mentioned the lists. You keep that nasty, naughty, the naughty and nice list.
Well, there's some, and there is a nasty list for the really, really bad children.
Do you use like an Excel spreadsheet? Is it still on paper in a big book?
We like to do both.
Okay.
We like the
backup is always
school.
Good.
Yes, but spreadsheets have their point and purpose.
Absolutely.
Of course. When Santa's flying across the world, and sometimes he has to check his Google sheet to make sure he did not miss anyone who's supposed to be getting, because the last thing we want to do is have any child not get the gift on Christmas
that's
morning.
That's true. Right. So having that backup.
You have to have that backup.
And I have Santa and Jingles on Life 360, so I know when they're eating too many cookies
and when they're
expected back at the North
Pole. Uh-huh. Jingles, I thought I told you to block Life 360 from
that's
Ms.
That's not from... appropriate, sorry,
Santa.
Jingles, that's a good boy. You're a good elf boy. I appreciate your dedication to keeping Santa safe.
So what do you say we listen to a song from our friends, the Curly... Curly and Curlier.
That sounds wonderful.
I agree. Now, Ronnie Joe showed me how to do this. Let's see. There it is. We'll be back.
It's Curly and Curlier here with a bit of advice. You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's actually here.
He's making a list. Checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's right here in the studio.
Sees you when you're sleeping. Knows when you're awake. Knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
Oh, you better
watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Well, that was Curly and Curlier, who have a little fun show every Thursday and Friday morning right at 8 o'clock here on KSVY, part of the morning show with Ronnie Joe and Bob.
That's such a great song right there about me coming to town.
That's true.
It is.
And well, by the way, I see you've got other stuff going on in town. Are you staying this week? Because you're at the Plaza on Friday, and then you're at Larson Family Winery on the weekend. So do you stay, or are you going back to the pole?
You know, I wish we could stay. I so wish we could stay here in Sonoma, but there's just so much to do this time of year. We have so much to prepare, so we have to go home, make sure the reindeer are fed. I know that Mrs. Claus has many, many chores to take care of in the kitchen, baking.
I do.
Well, cool.
And then, of course, we have to make sure everything's wrapped, and then Jingles has to make sure that the elves are all on track. And Jingles, how have you been taking, are those elves doing what they're supposed to be doing?
Yes.
That's good.
That's great color there. Thank you so much for that great color analysis there, Jingles.
I hear this didn't exist when I was a kid, but there's elves on shelves in people's houses these days. How does that affect your workforce? I mean, it's gotta.
It's an intricate addition to all the tracking that we have to do, but it's helpful.
Bring in some retired elves, maybe?
Sometimes, yes.
It's a great place for the new elves just getting their start, and then the retired elves to make sure that they're still being active and still taking care of things. It's a great middle ground for those who are not ready for what we like to refer to as the show, which is, of course, working in Santa's toy factory, which is the job, of course, that all elves dream of having one day.
That's a good way to put it. Yes. Yes.
And those elves, for everybody. And then Jingles, what's the name of the elf who's in charge of all the elves on the shelf?
I think his name is Jimbo.
Jimbo, yes. Jimbo's in charge of all of the elves on the shelf, and he collects all of their data and puts it into a spreadsheet for us to be able to use.
So
it's wonderful.
So you actually know where they are every night, huh?
Oh, of course.
We have to track them.
Because that's kind of a surprise for the people who have them in their house.
That's true.
Absolutely, but they provide Santa such important intelligence and information to make it so we can know exactly who's naughty and who has been nice this year.
Oh, is that what they're there for?
Exactly. Okay. They're to give us that information to see who are the good boys and girls, and they're almost all good out there.
As I say, you hadn't implemented that program when I was a kid, so.
No, that was new.
It is kind of new, yeah.
Probably.
Cool.
We had a few of our elves who had kind of aged out of being able to work in the factory. They had the elfthritis,
right?
Which is what happens when they're not able to grasp the tools. But they still wanted to be part of the Christmas spirit.
Give them some limited duty kind
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. So we said, go out there and be scout elves and tell Santa about what's going on there.
Perfect.
Report to Jimbo in the factory so we know exactly what we need to do.
And if anyone wants to talk to Santa, Mrs. Claus, or Jingles, I guess you could want to talk to me, too, but probably not.
Oh, I would love to talk. I would love to talk to people.
707-933-9133 is our number here at KSVY. And we'll be happy to chat with you. We're kind of close enough to the point where we talk to our sponsors. Well, I'm going to do that, I think, here. Our sponsor break. And then we'll be back in just a minute or two. KSBY Sonoma. I am Jason Giesel. This is Good Vibes at 5.
Cocoa time!
Yes, indeed.
You've been listening to the Good Vibes at 5 show with your host, Jason Gieselin. Sponsored by
Kenwood Hearing Centers. For information, you can call 707-415-7343 or visit goodhearing.com.
Off-Broadway Cleaners, located at 19485 Highway 12 in Sonoma. For more information, you can call 707-938-2327 or you can visit their website at offbroadwaycleaners.com. Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group. For information and guidance regarding Wine Country Real Estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
El apoyo proviene de la Iniciativa de Seguridad del Área Urbana de la Bahía. Se ofrecerá un taller gratuito de radios GMRS donde se pueden aprender los conceptos básicos y conocer a la comunidad de los radios GMRS. Será el 3 de diciembre a las 6 de la tarde en el Centro de Servicios del Este del Condado y el 6 de diciembre a las 10 de la mañana en la Escuela El Verano. Más información en socoemergency.org.
This Health Moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
Season with herbs instead of salt. Try curbing your salt intake by seasoning your foods with fresh or dried herbs. They're versatile and can spice up any dish by adding flavor without the sodium. If you absolutely need some salt, try reducing the amount and use half, or just adding a little pinch.
The Snow Maiden returns to Sonoma for two shows. This beloved holiday tradition, presented by the Sonoma Conservatory of Dance, is coming to the Sebastiani Theater on December 13th and 14th at 1 p.m. With a cast comprised almost entirely of performers ages 6 to 18, The Snow Maiden is a full-length ballet and character dance performance that recounts a beautiful Russian folktale filled with love and magic. It's the story of a shepherd boy who falls in love with the beautiful and mystical snow maiden from a mysterious other world of perpetual winter, full of creatures of wonder like snowdrops and icicles, fierce guards, four powerful winds, a fun family, and an icy snow queen. Reserve your tickets now and add more magic to your holiday season.
SonomaDance.org/tickets.
And now back to Jason and Good Vibes at 5.
Yeah, we are back on Good Vibes at 5. I am Jason Gieselin. My guests tonight are Santa and Mrs. Claus and Jingles. This is pretty cool. Hi.
Hello again.
Cool. And we do have another caller. We're going to talk to Dallas here. If I push up that button and that button. Hello, Dallas. You are on KSVY with Santa.
Hi. Merry Christmas, Dallas.
Hi. Tell us what's going on.
So, Dallas, tell me, how old are you?
6.
6 years old?
First grade, Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh.
First grade, yeah.
goodness.
And where do you go to school, Dallas?
Presswood.
Oh, a proud Presswood Panther.
And they had a great float in our lighted parade this year. Really cool. Did.
Presswood always knows how to show out there. So tell me, are you a good boy at school?
Yeah.
Do you work hard in the class?
Mm-hmm.
Do you help out around the house?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. So tell me, what would you like to have Santa leave under your tree this year?
Heelys and Legos.
Oh. Heelys are back,
huh? Oh, Heelys. I don't know if Heelys ever left.
Actually. Oh, okay.
We seem to make Heelys every year, don't we, Jingles?
Yes. Oh, every year.
Every year. Ho, ho, ho. So tell me, what color of Heelys would you like to have, Dallas?
Blue. Dark blue.
Dark blue. Oh, did you see some of those in the shop there, Mrs. Claus?
Yes, we have every color of blue. Teal, peacock blue, light blue, sky blue, dark blue, navy blue.
That's a lot of blues.
That's a lot of blues.
Ho, ho, ho.
You better take close notes to be sure he gets the right blue.
I was going to say exactly. And just, Jingles, for the notes here, what size of Healy do you need this year?
3.
Size 3. Jingles, would you write that down, please?
Yes, Santa.
Fantastic. Ho, ho, ho. And you also mentioned Legos. Now, which kind of Lego sets would you like this year?
Minecraft.
Minecraft is a good one.
We have, oh my goodness, Jingles, have we been making a lot of the Minecraft sets?
So many.
Ho, ho, ho. Now, which one exactly would you like to have, Dallas?
I think Dallas is overwhelmed.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. I'm Dallas's mom.
It's so hard to be on the radio.
Santa just gets...
Yes, he's been a very good boy.
Santa just gets so excited talking to little boys and girls, so he's sorry about that.
That's okay.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, Dallas, you know what? You've been such a good boy. Jingles has plenty of Minecraft sets. Mrs. Claus has written down dark blue Heelys.
Yes.
And if you keep on being a good boy and help out around the house and try hard in school and eat your vegetables, Santa will make sure to leave something very, very special underneath your tree this year.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you for calling in, Dallas. It was nice to talk with you.
Ho, ho, ho.
Nice to talk to you, Santa.
Merry Christmas. See you Christmas Eve. Ho, ho, ho.
Cheers. Thanks for calling. And we're happy to take calls from anyone else who wants to talk to Santa and Mrs. Claus and Jingles. You could call just for Jingles, I suppose.
You
prepared for a call just for you?
Yeah.
Okay. 707-933-9133 is our phone number here at KSVY. It might have to ring a couple of minutes, and you might be on hold for a minute so we can get everything lined up at the right time, but that'll be good.
That's fabulous there. Now tell me, Mrs. Claus, did we remember to pack those carrots for the reindeer for the flight back? We have to make sure they're fed.
Yes, we have organic carrots, the baby organic carrots. We're purple carrots, yellow carrots. We have all kinds of carrots for the reindeer. They'll be healthy.
Very nice.
How Sonoma County of us to make sure that they were organic carrots as well?
They're foodies here, I understand.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, purchased over at Sonoma Market, maybe. You never know.
Maybe so, or Paul's Produce.
So, you know, we're talking about foodies here in Sonoma. You guys get snacks. You have snacks left for you on the fireplace every night, right?
Oh, thank goodness every house, because going into each house down that chimney is such hard work for Mr. Claus.
Indeed. And they're always pretty fancier there. Are they fancier here in Sonoma County because we're so big on food?
Probably, but they're probably more organic, some GMO-free, right. Now and then, or gluten-free.
I find gluten-free and some, you know, made with almond flour and all different kinds.
Vegan, vegetarian.
Vegan, vegetarian. You name it, every kind of cookie, some that are so intricately decorated, some that, you know, obviously were made by little boys and girls, which almost warms my heart more than anything else right there. I love seeing those homemade cookies where I know that the little boy or girl made it especially for us there. And a lot of times they'll leave out a nice glass of milk. Luckily, I'm not lactose intolerant.
That's good.
Or else I would be in a lot of trouble.
Yes, you would. Now and then almond milk, sometimes cashew milk.
Almond milk, exactly.
Sometimes a nice chai.
Exactly.
I'm saying it right.
Nice variety, yeah.
Sometimes I'm lucky enough to get a cup of hot chocolate as well.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Oh, yes. Always then that keeps you up all night and you can do your work.
What about like something more substantial? Anyone ever leave you like a ham sandwich or something?
Every once in a while. Sometimes I get a turkey sandwich there.
Right.
But frankly, as long as I have cookies or candies or candy canes, I'm quite a happy Mr. Claus right there, being able to go down and all that sugar right there helps to keep me going.
Perfect. Carrots for the reindeer, anything else they like? Maybe some oats or...
You know what? The big thing is they love those carrots right there. Those carrots keep them going. They get them moving from rooftop to rooftop and go all around the world in one night. It's fabulous.
Very cool.
Absolutely. No. We know it's wonderful, all the nice things that people leave in the house for us. It's absolutely fantastic. And just to see all the houses and to see all the boys and girls just so excited for Christmas.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Cool. Well, we're still waiting for some calls. So, folks, please give us a call, 707-933-9133, and you can talk to Santa. What if we play a little Christmas music here?
Oh, well, is there any other kind of music to play?
Well, I got the Spotify. There's pretty much every music you can imagine, but let's focus on Christmas.
Yeah, my Spotify only has Christmas music on.
Aha. Let's see. What do we want to do? How about some Michael Bublé?
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. Now I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. The mistletoe is hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Is hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Black peel, your power. You got termites in your smile.
And we are back on KSBY with Santa, Mrs. Claus, and Jingles.
Ho, ho, ho!
91.3 FM. And we have another call. We have Grace on the line. Hello, Grace. You are on KSBY with Santa.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho! Are you there, Grace?
What was that?
Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Barely, Grace. Don't tell me, Grace. You're 12 years old?
Yes, I am.
And where do you go to school, Grace?
Oh, Grace.
I go to
Oh, fabulous.
That's right. Petaluma. Not everyone who listens is just in Sonoma anymore, no, so thanks for listening.
We appreciate that so very, very much. So tell me, Grace, have you been good this year?
I tried.
Oh, well, that's what Santa can't ask for much more than that. Now, do you help out around the house?
Yes, I do.
Do you try hard in school?
Yes.
Wonderful. So tell me, what can we have Jingles write down on your list to get you for Christmas this year?
A horse.
A horse? A real horse? A living, breathing horse?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't want to say nay to anything. Oh, get the pun I made right there, Mrs. Claus.
Santa.
But that is definitely something we have to talk to Mom or Dad about to make sure that's okay. So tell me, do you have a certain color horse that you would like to have?
I want a black horse, and I
want to
name it Black Beauty.
A black horse and name it Black Beauty. Now tell me, Jingles, out in the stables next to the reindeer, do we have any horses?
Yes.
Fabulous. Do we have a black horse?
A couple.
Wonderful. Ho, ho, ho. So tell me, now, do you need other things? Now, do you already have a horse, or is this the first horse you'd like to have?
It's the first horse.
First horse. Okay, so then, do you also need things like a saddle?
Yeah.
Okay, that's, and probably all the other things as well. And do you have a place to keep your horse?
I do.
Ho, ho, ho. Well, what do we think about that, Mrs. Claus?
Well, that's lovely. Have you taken riding lessons, or do you have those boots or equestrian get-up and all that?
Yes, I've taken lessons.
Moo. Oh, she's a professional Santa.
Exactly. Now, are you planning on just riding this Black Beauty around, or are you going to do, I believe it's called dressage, or what are you going to do with the horse?
I want to start barrel racing.
Oh, barrel racing, that's your jump, that's the jumping.
Oh, wow, oh, that's very, very cool. That is awesome. Well, I think, you know, now we'll have to, of course, check with your mom and dad, but if so, we'll make sure that I don't know actually if we can leave a horse under the tree for Christmas. What do you think, Jingles? Would that be a good idea?
Not really, Santa.
No,
not enough room,
Jingles
mostly.
Jingles is one for honesty. Jingles, tell us more. We love your honesty.
We also want to make sure that mom and dad don't have anything to clean up in the house that morning on Christmas morning as well, so... All right, well, Grace, now, as long as you are good this year and you keep helping out around the house and try hard and do your chores and work hard in school and eat your vegetables, Santa will make sure we leave something very, very special for you underneath the Christmas tree. All right?
Okay, thank you.
All right, Merry Christmas, Grace.
Keep driving
Merry
safe, Christmas. Grace.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
And we've got more.
Oh my goodness, a horse. That's the first time we've ever had someone ask for a horse. I believe we had a cat one time and maybe a dog, but this is quite the biggest animal we've ever been asked for.
I assume you don't keep a big inventory of horses, right? Just a few?
We have a few. Again, we have our reindeer stables outside where we keep horses. And what other kind of barnyard animals do we have out there, Jingles?
Some donkeys, goats, sheep.
Get a lot of requests for donkeys? Maybe.
You get a few right there. You get definitely a few of them out there. So
after the movie Shrek, children would call and say, "Do you have a donkey?
Right. Yeah.
I want a donkey."
Yeah,
you remember?
My goodness, those early 2000s days of that right there.
Very
oh my goodness.
Very
so many.
Cool. Ready for another call?
Absolutely.
Hello, Izzy, you are on KSVY with Santa.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Santa. Christmas, Izzy!
Hi, Santa. What kind of presents are you giving out?
Well, I'm Santa Claus, of course. I have a giant factory manned with so many elves, all earning a living wage, of course. And they, of course, are making so many things that the heart, whatever the heart could desire, Izzy. So tell me, have you been good this year?
I mean, do I have to answer that?
Now, that's up to you, Izzy. That's between you and Izzy, right? But
I feel like it's subjective. It's subjective.
Entirely subjective, Izzy. I like your moxie.
Absolutely, Izzy. Now, do you do your chores and take care of things around the house?
Yes, sir.
That's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So tell me, what would you like to have Santa bring and leave underneath your Christmas tree this year?
Santa, I would like a boyfriend.
Oh, well, all right. Now, this is my department.
I'm going to let Mrs. Claus jump in.
Let me just jump in here. So, Izzy, do you know what you want, and are you that already? Because you can't have what you're not already, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean?
Do I know what I want and what?
Do you know what you want, and can you be those things, too? Can you have
ma'am.
Yes, so you have the qualities that you want in someone else, and they're healthy qualities?
Yes, ma'am. Oh. I've studied. I've written my list. Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful, wonderful. Then you come up with the five qualities that you want the most that you won't settle on, and you just let the universe do its trick, and you'll find a boyfriend.
Okay.
All right, then. All right.
But it won't hurt to look under the tree anyway. But
absolutely.
It's unlikely there, but you do never know.
What do you think, Jingles?
Great. I think there's
Could
a
I
chance.
Have a, could chance. I have a second wish?
Absolutely, Izzy. What would your second wish be?
Also a reindeer.
A reindeer. Oh, now,
boyfriend
now.
Boyfriend and a
now,
reindeer. Now, that's a little difficult.
Can you spare any of those?
We have trouble sparing our reindeer. They have so much magic in them, and we need to keep those around the North Pole. But you know what? Maybe we could drop off a stuffed reindeer. What about a stuffed reindeer for you to have underneath your tree?
Yes, please, Santa.
There we go. So we have, let's double check our list here. We have stuffed reindeer. And boyfriend.
Yes.
All
boyfriend.
Right.
Yes.
There yes, we go.
A boyfriend now, for Izzy.
I think you know what I think. Izzy sounds like a nice young person.
I agree.
I think that probably Izzy deserves that right there
I
for
agree.
Sure.
Oh, yes. Oh, oh.
So now Izzy,
thank
as long
you,
as
Santa.
You. Oh, Santa! No, Izzy. Thank you so much for calling in tonight, and Merry Christmas to you. Okay.
Merry Christmas, Santa and Mrs. Santa.
Thank
Merry
you,
Christmas.
Thanks. Thanks for calling. Very cool. We're kind of at that point where we should take another break for our sponsors. I think we're going to do that by pushing that button and that button. KSVY
Sonoma. You're listening to the Good Vibes at 5 show with your host, Jason Gieselin. Sponsored by
Kenwood Hearing Centers. For information, you can call 707-415-7343 or visit goodhearing.com.
Off-Broadway Cleaners, located at 19485 Highway 12 in Sonoma. For more information, you can call 707-938-2327, or you can visit their website at offbroadwaycleaners.com. Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group. For information and guidance regarding Wine Country Real Estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
El apoyo proviene de la Iniciativa de Seguridad del Área Urbana de la Bahía. Se ofrecerá un taller gratuito de radios GMRS donde se pueden aprender los conceptos básicos y conocer a la comunidad de los radios GMRS. Será el 3 de diciembre a las 6 de la tarde en el Centro de Servicios del Este del Condado y el 6 de diciembre a las 10 de la mañana en la Escuela El Verano. Más información en socoemergency.org.
This Health Moment is brought to you in part by Sonoma Valley Hospital.
Restful sleep has many health benefits. It helps learning and memory and reduces risk for most chronic disease and obesity. Most adults acquire 7 to 9 hours of sleep regardless of age. Things that help us sleep better at night include exercise during the day, but not just before bed, having a calm, dark bedroom with clean, comfortable bedding, and learning to relax and let go of the stress each evening. We'll sleep better if we don't eat 2 to 3 hours before bedtime, avoid caffeine later in the day, as well as alcohol and tobacco.
Hey Molly, the most anticipated winter art market is back at the Sonoma Community Center Friday through Sunday, December 5th through 7th, and this year it's even bigger and better than ever.
That's right, Kat. We are decking the halls at the center and getting ready for one of our largest annual fundraisers. We have over 70 talented artists, and they're showcasing their goods from ceramics to clothing, painting, and much, much more, all handcrafted and made locally right up here in the North Bay.
And don't worry, Molly, about breaking the bank at every booth. We've got a fabulous central checkout checkout system. Just stroll around, chat with the artist, and toss everything you've fallen in love with into your sleigh.
Talk about stress-free shopping. It's like Santa's workshop, but with food, drinks, and even a free ugly sweater contest where you can win prizes.
And let's not forget, this market is more than just a shopping spree. When you support these amazing artists, you're also helping the Sonoma Community Center thrive. It's the true spirit of giving. Take it away, Chef G.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
SonomaCommunityCenter.org for more information.
And now back to Jason and Good Vibes at 5.
Indeed. I am Jason. With me, Santa and Mrs. Claus and Jingles this evening. Hey there.
Oh, my goodness. Those 17 candy canes really hit the spot for break time right
Santa,
there.
That's 16 too many.
Yes, indeed. I would have eaten one. You didn't have to eat them all.
But Christmas is so close. I need to prepare myself and get ready.
That's the story to tell yourself. Yes.
You heard in that little last PSA, our friends Molly and Kat from the community center having an ugly sweater contest. Where do you stand on ugly sweaters, Santa?
Again, as long as it's an ugly Christmas sweater, then again, no. The only thing I will, of course, say is I don't think there's any such thing as anything ugly about Christmas. That's
for
sure.
I agree.
That's true. I think that it should be called beautiful Christmas sweater competition because anything Christmas is wonderful.
Cool. We have another call here. Let's do it. Hello, Odessa. You were on KSVY.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Odessa.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Tell me, Odessa, how old are you?
I am 11 years old.
Oh, my goodness, 11 years old. And where do you go to school at, Odessa?
I go to school at El Verano.
El Verano. Oh, what a fabulous school there at El Verano. Oh, my goodness, that's such a nice, lovely school. So tell me, are you in fifth grade this year?
Yeah.
That's fabulous. Ho, 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 ho. So tell me, do you work hard in school?
Yeah.
Do you help out around the house?
I like your honesty, Odessa. Mm-hmm.
Do you eat your vegetables with dinner?
No, not really.
Oh, Mike. Well, you know what? I've got a feeling that probably Mom and Dad will say you're still a pretty, very, very good girl. But remember, those vegetables are very, very important to have with your dinner. So tell me, Odessa, what would you like to find underneath your Christmas tree this year?
I would like to find a normal dog.
Normal dog. Say more about normal, Odessa. What do you mean?
I would like a dog that is not noisy. And I would like a dog that's playful.
Ooh. Okay, now, Odessa, I have a quick question for you. I'm going to make a guess here. Do you have a dog that you might already have a dog that people might not consider normal, who's maybe noisy and likes to play?
Yeah.
Oh, now, what's your dog's name?
Her name is Ozzy.
Ozzy.
That's a lovely, lovely name. Now, how long have you had Ozzy for?
I would have to say about 4 or 5 years.
All right. So tell me, Jingles, do we have any dogs in stock up in the North Pole?
Yes, Santa.
So, now, do you have a certain kind of breed of dog that you would like to have? Odessa, sorry.
German Shepherd.
Oh! Those are beautiful dogs.
Beautiful.
Big, too. Well,
Jingles?
Jingles, what do we think? How's the dog stash over in the kennel in the cold pole, North Pole?
It's pretty good. I think we have a few German Shepherds.
All right. Now, do you want a full-grown dog or a puppy?
A puppy.
A puppy. Now, do you have a name already picked out for this doggy?
Yeah.
What's the name?
I'm thinking either Max or Buck.
Oh, I like those names.
Those are very good names right there. I think those are great. Now, just in case, is there anything else you'd like to have for Christmas this year?
Yeah. I want an electric skateboard.
Ooh.
Oh, ho, ho, okay. And do you have a help? Go ahead.
Can I get one thing for my sister?
How old is your sister?
She is 14.
Oh, well, what do you think she wants?
I think she she would like a visit with Sam Colby.
A visit with somebody, Colby? Who? Mrs. Sam Claus doesn't know all. Say that again.
Samuel Colby.
Samuel Colby.
Oh, is that? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Now, I believe, is that the singer, right?
No.
Oh, no, then Santa Claus. Jingles, jingles. Jingles,
jingles, chime in here.
You have much more time to be on the YouTube.
You're a bit younger than Mr.
You have much
Claus
more time on the Instabook or the Facegram than Santa the Claus face does. Than Santa
the MySpace.
Claus does. So who is this?
Is it a YouTuber or influencer?
Oh.
They are YouTubers.
Leave it to Jingles to know what's going on.
Jingles knows those kind of things. Yes. Very, very,
very
good.
Nice.
Oh,
well,
yes, Sam and Colby. I remember them.
Oh.
Yes. Well, now, we can't promise anything this year, but we can see what we can do. But it's so nice that you thought of your sister as well. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And we'll do our best to make sure that we try to get something underneath your tree, but we have to check with Mom and Dad before we drop off anything that's alive to anybody's house, right?
Yes,
so, so we want to make sure, Odessa, you keep on being good, you work hard in school, you help out around the house, and if you do that, Santa Claus will make sure you have something very, very nice on Christmas morning. Okay, Odessa?
Okay.
Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho!
Thanks for calling. And speaking of asking for things for sisters, we have, I'm guessing this is a brother and sister call here. This is Ellie and Lenny. You're on KSVY with Santa. Hello.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Who is that? Oh. Ellie?
Yeah.
How old are you, Ellie?
Seven.
Oh. Well, that's wonderful. And how old is the other?
Lenny.
Six.
Oh, hello there, Lenny. How are you? Oh, so, yeah, 6'7". 6'7". Santa does know that one right there.
Mrs. Claus is in the dark. I don't know what
six,
you're talking
seven.
About.
Oh, oh, oh. So tell me, Ellie and Lenny. So, Ellie, do you go to school?
Yeah, we go to school.
Where do you both go to the same school?
No.
What school do you go to, Ellie?
I go to Oak Grove.
Oh, Oak Grove, very nice. And then what about you, Lenny?
I go to the Sebastopol Charter.
Sebastopol Charter, fabulous out there in beautiful, beautiful West County, Sebastopol. So tell me, do you both work hard in school?
Yeah, we work our best.
Oh,
wonderful.
Well, that's, I love hearing that yes. right there. And tell me, do you help out around the house?
Yeah. Yeah, we love to help.
That's enthusiastic.
Now, what about this? Do you eat your vegetables with your dinner at night?
A lot.
Oh, that's very, very, very good. We so tell that. Me, we'll start off with you, Ellie. What would you like to have Santa leave for you under the tree this year?
Cookies.
Squishies.
Squishies. Oh, my goodness. Now, is there a particular kind of squishy you would like?
Hard squishy.
Hard squishies. All right. So tell me, is there a certain color you would like?
I like purple.
Purple. All right. So tell me, Jingles, do we have any hard squishies in purple in the factory this year?
Yes, Santa, a lot.
Oh, that's wonderful. I believe I saw some of you elves playing with those just the other day, right?
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to have for Christmas this year, Ellie?
Soft squishies?
Oh, and soft squishies, too. Well, I believe we have those. Do you want those in purple as well?
I like my soft squishies in blue.
Okay, Mrs. Claus, we have to make sure that
blue.
Gets on the list. Blue,
yes.
Right? This is the second request for something blue.
Blue is the color of the season, I think.
It must be. All right, so tell me, Lenny, what would you like for Christmas this year?
I also want
a
squishy.
Squishy? More squishies?
More squishies. My goodness, these squishies are so popular this year.
You're going to run out. Better start another production.
Well,
say jingles.
Well, we won't run out, will we?
No.
Okay.
I think we're good.
There we go. Okay, Jingles, we have to make sure you keep on those elves and let them know. So tell me, Lenny, do you have a certain color you would like for your squishies?
I want green.
Green? That's wonderful. Now, is there anything else besides squishies that either of you would like to have?
A big, huge stuffy.
A big, huge stuffy?
Yeah. Ooh. A big pug dog.
A pug? Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
A pug dog. Now, that's, I'm going to say a little pug dog. Now, Jingles, do we have the elves been making a pug stuffies in the workshop?
Jingles? That almost sounds like a special order, maybe.
I will have to make sure, check in, because pugs are a little hard to come by in the factory, so let's make sure you check in with those elves, all right?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there anything else you two would like for Christmas this year?
Yeah.
What?
Yes, hair extensions.
Oh, hair extensions. Well, my goodness. How sophisticated.
That's a very sophisticated thing. Now, but that is something that Santa and Mrs. Claus have to check in with Mom and Dad about. Because
I believe you need a license to give those as well.
I would hope you would need to have someone licensed to put in, because hair extensions are quite serious business. But Jingles, do we have some hair, some weave in our factory right now?
A few, but not that many.
Okay, well, we can always get the elves on that a little bit more. All right, well, Ellie and Lenny, I wanted to make sure you two keep on being good this year. You keep on working hard. Help out around the house. Eat your vegetables. And
one more thing.
Oh, yes.
Well, not like the fancy hair extensions, but the ones you can clip on that are like rainbow.
Oh, wonderful. I love that choice.
Well, now that just makes so much. Silly Santa, he had a long trip. He's a little bit sleigh lagged.
Too many cookies.
Yes,
you know, Mrs. Claus is right.
Mrs. Claus, there's no such thing as too many cookies.
That's debatable.
No, I'm a little sleigh lagged right now, and so I'm having trouble hearing things. But yes, right now, Jingles, didn't I catch you just the other day wearing those rainbow hair extensions in the factory?
Yes, Santa.
I had to tell you, take those off right there. There's going to be some boys and girls who want to have that. We'll make sure we do our best to drop those off for you, so long as you keep being good, help out around the house, do what you can do for your chores, and work hard in school, and I'll make sure there's something very, very special for you on Christmas morning, okay? Ho, ho, ho!
Thanks for calling!
Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
Cool, we got more calls here. We have David now. Let's see here. David, you're on KSVY with Santa and Mrs. Claus and Jingles. And me, Jason, but that doesn't.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, David!
Merry Christmas!
Ho, ho, ho. So tell me, David, how old are you?
10.
That's fabulous there. So is that fourth grade, David?
Yes.
Fabulous. And where do you go to school at?
Nevada Charter.
Oh, Nevada Charter.
A lot of kids from out of the valley this year. Very good.
That's fabulous down there. So beautiful, beautiful Nevada. I believe that's over there near Hamilton Field, correct?
Yes.
Ho, ho, ho. Santa knows all the little areas around there. Ho, ho.
Well, you got to know all the places to land if you have to.
Absolutely. You need to be ready for everything.
So many places. So Novato. Lovely. So what would you like, David, for Christmas?
The Lego Millennium Falcon.
Oh, the Millennium Falcon.
Now.
Wonderful choice.
Now, which there's several different versions of the Millennium Falcon Lego set. I've watched the elves build it and put it in the boxes and pack the little bags and seal up the boxes. Do you have a certain one that you would want to have out of all the different sets?
The one that used to be the biggest.
Okay, I believe the Ultimate Collector's one. That's such a beautiful set right there. Jingles, I know, I don't even have to ask, but I know we have those in stock, don't we?
A lot of them, Santa.
Ho, ho, ho. That's wonderful. Is there anything else you'd like to have for Christmas this year, David?
Hmm.
And it's okay to not. Just Santa always has to ask. It's nice not to have someone who wants to have too many things there.
That's true. Too much is too much.
Right. Always good to share.
It's wonderful. Now, tell me there. Do you already have your tree set up?
No, not yet.
All right, but that'll be coming soon, I hope, so that way it'll have someone to put presents underneath on Christmas morning, right?
Yes.
That's fabulous there. Now, do you work hard in school?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Do you help out around the house?
A little bit.
Well, that sounds honest. Mrs. Claus likes honesty.
I like the honesty. And what about your vegetables? Do you eat your vegetables at night?
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
Good boy.
Well, that's wonderful there. That's wonderful. Well, David, you know what? As long as you keep on doing what you're supposed to do, help out around the house, eat your vegetables, Santa's going to make sure that he leaves something very, very special underneath your Christmas tree this year. All right?
All right.
All right. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Thanks for calling, David.
Thank you.
This is KSVY Sonoma. If you want to call and talk to Santa and Mrs. Claus, jingles, 707-933-9133. I think we should play another song, another song from our friends Curly and Curlier. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Please.
Here we go. KSVY Sonoma.
Hey kids, it's Curly and Curlier here. We're in the studio with guess who?
Ho, ho, ho.
That's Santa Claus, and he's here taking your calls so you can let him know what your wish is for Christmas. 707-933-9133. He'll be here until 7 p.m., and then he'll be heading back to the North Pole to give the elves the list of the toys everyone wants. So once you call in, there's only one thing you need to do while you wait for Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever winter holiday you might celebrate.
Be patient, it's gonna come your way. Be patient, it might not be today. You may want stuff, you might have to wait. You get your share, it'll be great.
So
be patient, it's gonna come your way. Be patient, it's gonna come your way. Be patient, it might not be today. You might not want to wait your turn. The more you do, the more you learn to be patient, it's gonna come your way. Gonna come your way. Be patient, it might not be today. You might want
to wait, you'll get your share,
it'll be great. Be patient, it's gonna come your way. Be patient, it's gonna come your way. Be patient, it might not be today. You might not want to wait your turn. The more you do, the more you learn to be patient, it's gonna come your way. It's gonna come your way. It's gonna come your way.
You've been listening to the Good Vibes at 5 show with your host, Jason Gieselin.
KSVY Sonoma.
Programming for KSVY is brought to you in part by
The Schoen Group, located in beautiful downtown Sonoma. The Schoen Group is affiliated with Sotheby's International Realty. Our goal is to be your realtor, consultants, and representative for many generations to come. For information and guidance regarding Wine Country Real Estate, you may contact us at 707-933-1515 or visit schoengroup.com.
Support comes from the Bay Area Urban Areas Security Initiative, a free GMRS radio workshop where participants can learn the basics and become familiar with the general mobile radio services community. These will be held December 3rd, 6 p.m. at the East County Service Center and December 6th, 10 a.m. at Alvarado School. More information, socoemergency.org.
A-ho, a-ho, and a-ho-ho-ho. Are you ready to get into the holiday spirit? Experience the joy of live music as your Sonoma hometown band presents its free annual holiday community concert on Saturday, December 6th at 1 o'clock at the historic and decorated Sebastiani Theater. The band will perform beloved multicultural holiday songs along with contemporary favorites during this festive time of joy and celebration. But wait, there's more. At 4 p.m., also on Saturday, December 6th, your Sonoma hometown band will present Come Carol with the hometown band at the Grinstead Amphitheater on the Sonoma Plaza. The band's going to be moving outside to perform your favorite carols where you can join in and sing along. It'll make you feel good. So bundle up and join us for these family fun festivities. SonomaHometownBand.org for all the information you need.
The following show is brought to you in part by
Kenwood Hearing Centers, hearing practice in the North Bay, committed to improving the hearing health of patients. For information, you can call 707-415-7343 or visit goodhearing.com.
Off-Broadway Cleaners, located at 19485 Highway.